It's that time again for the Grin and Bear It Show. Thanks for tuning in to 88.9 KETR on the campus of Texas A&M Commerce. In this week's episode, it's 1953 in the sleepy town of Marla. Mysterious lights are seen in a nearby cave. Could it be aliens from outer space? Stay tuned to find out.
Christina, tonight's number one song. And now the update. Lights are the emphasis in the news tonight. Bright lights have been seen by several Marla's townspeople. In the sky over a vast area in and around the county, lights have been seen but not yet identified and are creating quite a sense of bewilderment among our local population. Stay with us each evening at this time for further updates. This is Howard Mitchell reporting.
Stewie! Stewart! Are you awake? Do you see that outside? What is that?
Is it coyotes? Green, you know something has been scaring the herd lately.
No, nothing like that. Come look outside the window. It's like someone has a bright lantern and it keeps shining up in the sky. And I do mean bright.
I think maybe you're letting tonight's radio show get to you.
I know what I see. Now it's gone and you missed it.
Maybe you were just dreaming.
I'm standing here at the window.
And look at you now, starting to sleepwalk. No more Howard Mitchell on the radio for you. His news broadcast is getting more like a horror show. The ghost shades. Ooh. Oh, well, might as well get up and get ready for another day's work on the ranch. Certainly ain't getting any easier around here these days. The herds are on edge. Something's going on with the fences. I think maybe we have some trouble to look into. I was thinking of getting in touch with Sheriff Justice and see if he had time to come look around out here. You know, just see if he can tell if the fences are being targeted for something no account.
Please take a look on the south side and see what's up with those lights. Maybe you can see if delinquents are using those caves up there for no good.
Come on, Corrine. The last thing I need is to have Sheriff Moody Justice start chasing flashy lights around when we may have some rustlers on our ranch. I'm telling you, those fences are becoming melted and rusted looking when they ain't been up but 2 years.
And we'll come right back to Marla and see what's up at the ranch of Stuart and Corrine Bradley after this break.
Mike Harmon with our number 3 song this evening, That's a Shame. This is Howard Mitchell reporting.
Stay tuned for more about the lies over Marla. And remember, be calm and keep your pets indoors at night.
Well, if it's not Commander William Crisp, what brings you into Marla? Don't tell me it's my cooking bringing you all the way into town this evening.
Hi, Rita. Just in town for a little business, and I thought I'd stop by.
Oh, and let me guess. You can't tell anyone about that business.
Rita, you know my job is not ordinary, and I can't talk about it.
Commander Crisp, the whole town is talking, and if it's about those lights, we already know why you're here.
I'm here to meet someone. Maybe you can tell me where to find a guy named Gebhardt von Brandt?
I knew you wouldn't come all this way just for little old me, Will. You'll find your Gebhardt in his usual spot in the back corner by the window. He's in here every night, unlike some guys I know. Do you need an introduction, Commander William Crisp? Or is that uniform with all those decorations gonna introduce you?
No thanks, Rita. But could I get tonight's special sent over to the table? And are you busy after closing up?
That all depends, Crisp. What kind of evening do you have in mind? The lake show would be nice with all the stars shining bright in the sky.
Well, how about the Bradley Ranch, out on the south side by the caves?
Are you studying the habitats of bats now?
I'll come by for you about 9 o'clock, if that's okay.
Sure, Commander. You know where I'll be.
Hi, Commander. I heard you were in town.
Hello, Miss Frances Allen. I'm just here for business.
Talk is, you're here about those lights we're seeing at night. Is it a secret mission, or are you here to put an end to these bizarre episodes?
I'm just here to meet a friend. Ah, you must be Gebhardt.
Gebhardt von Brandt, at your service.
I'm keeping my ears open, Commander. Hope to see you around. For Rita's sake, anyway.
Well, have a seat, Commander. The sheriff should be here in a moment. Just, what is it you want me to do for you tonight?
I want to take you out to the Bradley Ranch tonight with Sheriff Moody Justice. It's a case we're investigating in the caves out there.
But why at night? Can't it wait till morning? Hey, here's Moody now. Sheriff Justice, the commander, was just saying that we need to be going to the Bradley Ranch tonight for some kind of investigation. What's this loss? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a call from Stuart Bradley about some goings-on in the caves on his ranch. That's been a main area of the light hoopla at night for the past week, and I contacted Commander Chris just to see if it was something from their airfield. He seemed interested in checking it out and asked for a scientist to come along, and, well, to be honest, Gebhardt, you're the one that came to mind. Are you interested in going out tonight to see what we can dig up?
Well, sure, jawohl. Ich bin fertig. I'm ready to go.
Now, we take you back to the investigations of the caves in Marla, Texas, on the Bradley Ranch. Can the scientist Gebhardt von Brandt figure out what's making all those bright lights? Will Sheriff Moody figure out what secrets Commander Crisp is keeping from the county?
News reflects the emotions of the folks in Marla, Texas. The townspeople are a little on edge as the sun goes down, not knowing what to make of the mysterious lights that have been seen in the sky. The press is entering from all the surrounding areas, hoping to get the first story of what are some saying could be beings from outer space. But we're asking, if it's unknown beings, where are they from, and why did they choose this spot on the earth? We are trying to keep the streets clear and hoping everyone will stay in their homes and lock the doors. Stay tuned for more news or further updates. This is Howard Mitchell reporting.
Rita, I can't believe you're going out tonight. You know what everyone is saying. The caves on the Bradley Ranch are right where those lights are supposed to be. And Rita, what if spacemen are trying to take over our town? I've been listening to the conversations at every table at the diner tonight, and it's all the same. Something is very wrong.
Francis, most of the talking at the tables was started by you in the first place. We don't even need the news informing us while you're in this town. You seem to inform everyone without any help from a broadcasting station.
Oh, Rita, this is so serious.
Don't worry about me, Francis. I'll be with that doll of a guy, Chris. Maybe if I'm just a little bit frightened, it will make the evening a little bit more interesting. I can use some excitement after serving in this diner all day.
I certainly wish the Moody had asked me to come. Not that I would have, but I think being that close to all these strange occurrences would spook me way too much.
Well, I think we're all here now. Is everyone ready to go into the Bradley Ranch?
First of all, let's check all the flashlights and batteries. It's really dark night out here tonight.
I've got all my gear. Rita, do you have a sweater?
I'll get my things in the back. Francis, are you sure you can lock up tonight without getting frightened?
Yes, I'll lock up, and when you get in tonight, you wake me up. I want to know what's in those caves. I probably won't be able to sleep anyway.
Oh, this is my favorite song by Kathy Harmon.
Rufus Rest is Johnson Brown. What you gonna do when the rain comes around? What you gonna say? How you gonna pray? You'll never have a bit of sense till judgment. In the hail and snow, I hear you.
babe, I'll hear you snore. If I go to bed without a bite of sun, will you be an icicle when I wake up? Where's all the money that you said you'd bring? Melted all the way just like the snow last spring. Rufus, I love you, but this serves you right. I guess that's sufficient. Good night.
Really going wild tonight. It seems to be right over there, over the caves in that direction.
Sheriff, any ideas on who you suspect are shining those lights? And what are they using to make them look the way they do?
Well, Corrine, we have brought out some people to take a look that could have a better idea than I have. This is Commander Crisp and scientist Dr. Von Brandt.
Is everyone ready to go in the cave? Here, Corrine, you take a flashlight and wait here at the entrance with Rita. We'll go in and see who is responsible for the lights down in the back of the cave.
Oh, Stuart, be careful, please.
Don't worry, but if something does happen, you and Rita go back and call Hallie Lovell. She is in charge of getting the news stories out to Howard Mitchell, and I talked to him earlier today, and they know who to contact.
Now you are scaring me.
Oh, Corrine, everyone will be fine. We need to get this all cleared up for the sake of the whole town. Everyone seems to be frightened.
What in the world is that glowing goo on the sides of the cave?
Dr. Lieber, don't touch it. It could contain radiation.
What are you saying, Dr. Van Brandt? Commander Crisp, what is this all about? Do we need some backup out here?
Wait, what we need is for Dr. Van Brandt to tell us what this is. And we shouldn't talk about what we see here. The town is already in a state of panic.
What should we be panicking about, Commander?
We may very well be dealing with someone that is not of our world.
Will the caves in Marla actually be housing beings from outer space? Will Sheriff Justice be able to protect the townspeople from something unknown? Will Commander Chris be able to solve the mystery of the caves on the Bradley Ranch? This and more on the Marla Lights when we return.
She left me, but I do know that she's gone, and I will forevermore miss her so. She said I took her for granted, but I don't think she meant it, and I'm sure she'll be crawling back. Making queen, my pretty beer game.
song tonight by that singing sensation Brad Bergen with his new hit, There Goes My Everything. And now the update. The brightest lights have been in the sky have occurred just moments ago. I got the word from Hallie Lovell. Hallie, explain what has just occurred.
Well, somewhere over the Bradley Ranch, a huge flash of light shot up from what looked like was coming from the ground. It seems to have been much brighter than what has been in the sky, but in the same area. We're going to investigate further and keep everyone posted.
Rita, are you okay? What just happened?
What happened down in the cave?
Can you see yet? My eyes are still blinded.
I'm seeing a lot of black and white spots. Give me a moment.
We have to get them out of the cave.
We need to call Hallie Lovell. Wait, I think I see call lights.
Yes, I do too. It's Hallie's car.
What has happened here? Did you see it?
The guys! We have to get the men out of the cave. Something happened in there. We need help.
Howard is right behind me in his car. Who is in the cave?
Commander Crisp, Sheriff Justice, Dr. Gebhardt, and Stuart Bradley.
Hey, we need to get down there into the cave. Take the end of this rope and tie it to the car handle. Ladies, I'm going to need some help. I don't know if they're going to be able to walk out.
Tell us what you want. Can anyone see yet?
Just shadows.
But what did they look like?
It's hard to say. Can you understand them?
It's a flight craft. We need to get back. I don't know what to expect. Get to the center of the cave. And remember, don't touch the sides. It could be lethal.
That's just great. We need to get out without touching anything. And we can't see a thing.
I'm beginning to see. Grab hold. I'll lead us out of the cave.
Hey, is everybody okay down there? I brought a rope. Y'all grab a hold until the flash blindness is gone.
What's all this glowing matter?
It's best not to touch it. It might contain radiation.
What was down here?
Well, whatever or whoever it was, it's gone and we hope it doesn't return. But now, we need to get to the mouth of the cave before something happens to us.
Stuart, you're okay.
Oh, William Crisp, what happened down there? Are you all right?
Everyone is fine. Howard, thanks for the help. Francis, what are you doing here?
I just couldn't stay by myself at home. I was too frightened.
Commander Crisp, just what haven't you been telling us about this?
I got an order from the Army Air Corps to check out what they thought could have been a crash landing in Marla. They thought some survivors were actually working to repair a craft of some kind due to the activities around here. This is where they could have found some of the resources they needed. They just couldn't find any other evidence.
Like the green goo on the walls of the cave.
So, my fences were the effect of some of the materials they had to use to get their craft flight ready?
Exactly. That and the lights brought us to this location, but we were too late.
Nothing is too late, Commander.
Right. The night is still young.
Everything is calm in Marla now that we know the lights were due to the mining of a new type of mineral ore that has been tested at a military base. The mining caused quite a sensation around these parts, but Marla is back to being a sleepy little town with folks trusting one another once again.
But what about?
Francis, forget about it. Just forget it. Marla needs a rest.
Oh, I don't wanna lose control. sent you a postcard from the edge. Focused on the time of possession, wasted in the shadows of lonely. I don't have a fear of growing old. Throwing back the seeds of resentment. Too much time on my hand.
Thanks for listening to The Green and Barrett Show. Tonight's cast included Kareem Bradley, played by Kathy Harmon, Dr. Gebhardt von Brandt, played by Gary Herbst, Stuart Bradley by Brad Bergen, Sheriff Moody Justice by Mike Harmon, radio broadcaster Howard Mitchell was David Gish, press agent Hallie Lovell was Lynn Power, diner owner Rita Baker was played by Eve Gish, Francis Allen was played by Ann Thornton, Army Air Corps Commander William Crisp was played by Steve Kaiser. Original show written by Lisa Gish. Please join us again for another exciting episode of The Grin and Barrett Show on KETR.
The Grin and Barrett Show is a production of 88.9 KETR, a commercial-free broadcast service of Texas A&M University Commerce. The Grin and Barrett Show is heard on the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. with an encore the same Saturday during Notably Texan. I'm Matt Minky, producer of this episode, reminding you to become a KETR supporter now at KETR.org. And thanks for listening.